We are learning Masechta Ksuvos Daf Tzadik Tesama Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top, Toshima. Five lines on the top, Toshima. The Gemara had a Kshayla, that if someone tells a Shliach, sell for me a core of my fields, of my property, and he goes ahead and only sells half. Is that called B'mekayim Shlichas or not? So Toshima, let's make a right from our Mishnah. It says in our Mishnah, Hoysu Ksubos Abam Eazuz, her Ksuba was 400 Zuz. Machlo zev mana, zev mana. She sells the first three fields a mana each, and la'achron yafa mana v'dinner v'mana. And the last one she sold wrongly. She sold a field 101 for 100. La'achis la'achron bottle. So kula mechron kaim. The first three are kaim. So what's the kasha? The kasha is why is the first three kaim when pastors when it comes to the selling for your ksuba, you're supposed to sell to one person, not the four different people, because you don't want afush yishtara. So here, It's like they told her to sell the whole thing for 400 zuz. Sell the property for 400 zuz to one person, and they went ahead and sold one by one. So the cash is lechayr. You see from here that there's no problem of fushy stars. Still called a kima of slichas, even though you're selling not all at one time. You're just selling one by one, one mon at a time, and it's like selling a half a core. So our answer is no. The case here was it wasn't one property worth 400 zuz. There was four different properties and four different places that were worth 100 zuz each, or one was worth 101. There are four different places, and one person is not going to purchase a property in four different places. So therefore, it's obviously you're a shliach for this reason. You're a shliach to sell each one to a different person, and therefore it's not a riot to our shayla. Kedamar says, "Ready to read a ketina by small fields. How can I have a ketina by small fields?" So I think about it. More at the same topic, but a little different. Pshita. Omar le'echad lo yishnayim. If someone says clearly, he says, even if you hold that, if someone zovenly, if you tell someone to sell a kur and he sells less, that's kayam, that's only we didn't say anything. Here he spoke out clearly. I want you to sell this field to one person, not two people. I want you to sell this kur to one person, not two people. There he spoke out clear. He doesn't want to have too many stars. So that's pashut. Omar le'echad lo yishnayim, ha'amalei. He said the one out two, so therefore it's not kayim, it's bottle. What about ella echad stama? He said the word le'echad. We didn't say v'loy l'shtayim. So here it's two ways to look at it. Either le'echad means le'echad dafka, or it's just saying sell it to one person. He just meant to say, you know, the Orach HaDeVilna, like Rashi says, people just say like that, sell it to a guy. He doesn't mean to sell it to dafka one out two. That's a shaila. So it's machloikas. Rav Huna holds it means le'echad l'shnayim. Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Amitvar le'echad. But Amitvar le'echad filo shnayim le'echad filo meya. If it takes 100, it's 100 also. Whatever it takes to get sell the field. And what he said le'echad is lav dafka. That was the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rav Chista, Rav Huna. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura. Rav Nachman, who was the god of Adar, came to Sura. Oyle gabei. So Rav Chista, Rav Huna went to visit him. And they asked him this shayla, Omru le'kai gavna mai. Remember, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, they both held that when you say le'echad, it means a filu l'shnayim. So they asked Rav Nachman this question, Omru le'kai gavna mai. They say le'echad, if the guy who's selling it tells the shliach, sell it to one person, what's the halacha? Omru hu. So he told them exactly what their shita was as well. Omru hu, le'echad ba filu l'shnayim, le'echad filu l'meya. They said to them, that's le'echad ba filu l'shnayim, le'echad filu l'meya. That even if it, when he said le'echad, it means even to two or even to 100 people. Now he asked him even more. Do we trust that shliach? Do whatever he wants, even if he makes a mistake? No. If he makes a mistake, that already it's bottle. Even a little a small mistake. So they asked him back, well, why if he makes a mistake, is it bottle? The luck is, if you sell a karka, there's no ainah, there's no set price. Everyone has different reason why karka has different value. So there's no ainah kar. So why, if he makes a mistake, is it bottle? So he says, they said back to him, Hanimili. So Rav Nachman answered, Hanimili, hechid the Tav Avais. That's only when the Avais makes a mistake while he sold it. Tav Atah Shliach, Omalei, you tell the Shliach, Leskuni Shadatzicha, I hired you to take care of me, not to mess things up for me. And therefore, the Shlichus is bottle when you make a mistake in the sale of the property. That's what he said. Where do you see this idea? There's a chilek, there's a difference in the shliach and avayis. That's now, we're going to the Mishnah. The halacha is that mid the araisa, if you have 100 bushels, one bushel really is yoytze v'tshuma. Any small amount, yoytze v'tshuma. But midrabanan. They're masakin that there are three levels. Someone who has ayin ra gives 1/40. Someone who's a beninus, ayin ra is ayin yafa. Someone who's ayin yafa, someone who has a generous, he gives 1/40 to truma. Someone who's a beninus gives 1/50. Someone who's an ayin ra gives 1/60. That's the halacha midrabanan. So it says, if you tell your shliach, go take truma from me. Say v'teroim. So the halacha is tarim gdas ba'abayis. He's term whatever he thinks the Baal Bayis is. Like Rashi says, Kivish Mashu Makaboy, Ma'an Yafa, Achas Marabam, if he's an Ayin Yafa type of generous person, do 1/40, Ayin Ra, Achas Yishim, you figure out what the Baal Bayis is like. Many a day, Dai's Baal Bayis doesn't know exactly what the Baal Bayis' mindset is. So the halacha is, he does Tirem Bebanis. He does 1/50 Echem Echamishim like a Bainis. What happens is Pichas Asara, Hais Vasara. Let's say he by mistake did a 1/40 or 1/60. The halacha is chumasa chuma, because he could say, I thought that you're that type of person. You know, you always can say that, it's good shlichas. But if you do more than that, it's no good. It's more than that, it's no good. And more than that, it's no good. Why? Because that's already a mistake. Let's say this guy took chuma. He made a mistake. He took 1/20. The halacha is chuma, sorry, chuma. The halacha is, it's a good chuma. It's a good chuma, even though it was a mistake. The halacha is, it's truma. Why? Because you see that a Baal Bayis is different. When it comes to the Baal Bayis himself, there is no svara of a skune shaticha lelavusi. And even though that there's a shikol tayis there, become my mindset become akim. It's chal. The truma is chal in such a case. Even if it's more than that, that's halacha. It's chal. Now, even though you gas a kasha, we know truma is then is like hektish. Halacha is by hektish. Hektish betayis is not chal. The answer is it's not real toyas, because a frustrous truma is always an evaluation. So it could be it's always possible that it's going to be more than he wanted. Since it's always evaluation, it means like this: you don't buy meiser, you figure exactly it's 100 bushels, you take a 10%. When it comes to truma, it's always evaluation. You don't mamish know exactly how much is there. Even the 1/40th and 1/50th, 1/60th is just evaluation of how much is there. Since he knows in his head there might be a mistake, therefore it's very possible he's automatically is maskim to take the truma even if it's 1/20th. Like upon him. So we see there's a chilik between a Baal Bayis and Shliach, and that's how he answers over, that's how he explains his halacha, that if a Shliach makes a mistake, then it's batal. Zok Tamar Vayta, Tashma, back to our Shaila, if someone tells himself a kur, it's only a half a kur, is it a good Shlichus or not? That was tomorrow's talking about, tomorrow's clearing out the Shaila. So Gemara says, Tashma, Hoysa Ksvasa Abba Meyazuz, says in our Mishnah, Machro Zeb Mano, Zeb Mano, he sells, there's 400 Jews, the Ksuba, and they have property, so the Isha sells 100 to this person, 100 to that person, and the last one she made a mistake on, L'achroin, Shav Mano, Vadina, Vamano, L'achroin, L'achroin, Pato, Shakul, Machroin, Kayim. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha over here is, that here, if it's a Kapeda, it's like he said, L'echad. That's what Rashi explains. Since we are the Yad Yisayimim, it's like we said le'echad, because if what's Rav Yom says that if you say le'echad, it's le'echad l'shnayim. Because we say when he says le'echad, he means bedafka, because he's worried about afushish dara. Zokt Rashi, if that's the case, so here us bezin should worry about the yisayimim. We should say you now do afushish dara. So if we makbid on having too many stars, then we should say for the same also. So what's Rav Yom Mishnah? We allow it to be kayom. I sold to three different people. So my answer, Rav Yom Mishnah, Rav Yom he's talking about small pieces of property. There, he had to sell to four different people. That was the only way to do it. It had to be four different people. Like upon him, that's the mahalach. That's the gemara. Gemara does not come out with a pshitas to this shaila about this shlichus. Gemara does not come out with his pshitas. That the gemara doesn't come out what the halach is. The maisa, the gemara does not have a raya to this shaila. Zok the gemara vayte. Shuma the yonim shepichas ishtos. Until now, we're talking about the amana who sold it and made a mistake. We said it's bottle. We even had a little bit about a shliach in the Gemara before from Rav Nachman. But here we're talking about the dayonim. Let's say we know if Bezin does it. What happens if Bezin does the sale and they make a mistake? So it depends. If it's less than a sixth, the loch is shochal. If it's a sixth, then we have machlekes in our Mishnah. Shuma the yonim shepichas ishtos. In the yonim who did evaluation and they did it too little by a sixth, or yosifistos, or they were moisif by a shtos, machrim bottle. The halacha is its bottle. Are you going to ask me, why is the machrim bottle when yosif by a shtos? The maisa I gained for the assignment. And the answer is that since it'll be lost for the lekeach, we want Bezdin to be accurate going both ways. So therefore we said that since we want to make Mechon Batel in a case where he's saying we're going to lose, we also, if we made a mistake the other way as well, will be Mechon Batel either way. That's the halacha. So the Mechon says, no, Mechon Kayim, why in Kayim HaKayach Bezdin Yafa? We want Bezdin to have a special Kayach, and if they do it, it's Bezdin Yafa. That's the way it is. And that's what comes out. But less than a shtus, we're saying there that Avada, the Bezdin, everyone agrees, you say, the idea of the Bezdin has a kayach. Even though we had a svar full of skudish razich levu. So when it comes to Bezdin, we give them a kayach. They're less than a shtus already. If I didn't make a mistake by a shtus, it's less. Then Allah is kayim. But the Mishnah says, in a case where he did achraza, if in a case he did achraza, I'm also igeris b'kariz b'neim, which means, like Rashi explains, he did achraza. Achraza means that you put the field up on an auction. So there, filamachra shava mana b'mesayim, or shava mesayim mana, even if we made a mistake, either way, either it was something worth 100, or 200, or 200, or 100, the halacha is mechon kayim. Why? Because there the market set the price. Once he had achraza, so then people checked it out, and this is the price. It's not a mistake. Even though you thought this was the value, lemaisa, if you made achraza for 30 days, that shows that this is the best, most money I get for it, and then therefore it's not considered a mistake. Zok to Gemara, Bayalu, Shliach Kaman. What is a Shliach like? It means Shliach, what's a Shliach like? Rashi's mashed by any Shliach. Shliach the Tar, Rashi was a Shliach the Tar Kaman, Dainin like Kalamon, Dainin like it's bottle. Or do we say it's like a Bezdin? Or he says like a Bezdin. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Shliach Kedei Yonim, which means like a Bezdin. You have up to a six for mistake. Rav Shmuel, Mr. Amar, Rav Nachman, Kalmana, even a Mashu is a problem. So the Shaila is that we just said before, B'Shem Rav Nachman, that a Shliach is even, here's the thing, Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Shliach Kedei Yonim. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Shliach Kedei Yonim, which means you get up to a Shtos. The Gemara said before, L'skuni Shara Zicha, it's Mashu, even a Mashu. So tell you there's two Mahalchim. Either Taisi says, if you Rashi, you have to say that before it's talking about a shtus. When the Gemara on Daftarik Tesla Bez B'Shem Rav Nachman said that the Skunish Sicha is only if it was a shtus, taka, because if you Rava, it's Shliach Dionim. Or Taisi says, different shot, that our Gemara is not talking about regular Shliach. It's talking about Shliach of Bezdin. Avada, regular Shliach, the halacha is that it's bottle Legamri, even by Mashu, a mistake. But our Gemara is talking about Shliach of Bezdin. That's the machlokes Rava B'Shem Rav Nachman, and Rav Shmuel Bista B'Shem Rav Nachman. So Rav Amar Nachman Shliach is Kedei Yonim Yav Der Shtos. Rav Shmuel Rav Yisrael Rav Nachman Kalmano. Rav Amar Nachman Shliach Kedei Yonim. Why? Why is a Shliach like a Dayan? Ma Dayanim Lav Lididu. They're not selling for themselves. Av Shliach Nami Lav Liday. The Shliach is not selling for himself. He's not selling for his own good. He's not selling with Tzarek himself. Tzarek someone else. La Fuke Amano Liday. She's selling for herself to collect her own ksuba. Therefore, bigger more chash that she might do a bikavana. Therefore, we say that even a little bit is bottle. That's Rava's svara. Rav Shmuel Rav Yisrael Rav Nachman and Kamana Mamana Yechida. She's alone. Af Shliach Yachil. Afuke Bezdin Rabbeinu. And what's the halacha? Vehilchasa Shliach Kaamana. The halacha is that Shliach is like Amana, which means that it's bottle even a kolshu. Like that's the way you're paskin. So if you're paskin that anyway, it's not shver from before. That's the way you're paskin. Mamana has a kash on this. Why is it in the following Mishnah? Stukas say with Roim, Taim Gdas Babayis. The Loch is, he tells Shliach, go take Chuma, we had it before. He tells Shliach, go take Chuma. Taim Gdas Babayis, he does like the Babayis, but he evaluates the Babayis' mindset. Many a day, Taim Shal Babayis doesn't know exactly. Taim Benis does, he does like a Benis, Acha Mechamishim. Piches Hesara Hesara Hesara, Loch is, Chuma says Chuma, it works. And the Kash is, we just finished saying that a Shliach, the loch is, this is just a sugar riot to Rashi, you're talking about any shliach, not the Afka shliach of Dayonim, Balkaponim here, is the kasha is, the lochari see klar over here, that even by a shliach, it's chumash or chuma, even if it's a piches asar. And for the Gemara, no, there's not the same type of mistake. Hasim, kim the ikitari by a ra, the ikitari by a yafa, since some people do 150th, 160th, 140th, so even if you piches asar or hitzvah, means you did 140th, 160th, there you can say, I evaluated you to be that type of person. But here, it's ta'usi, it's a mistake. You should not have made this mistake. You made a bad mistake, you should not have made this mistake. And therefore here, you have this idea, that even a little bit, amashu, the skuni, shidrasich, v'loy, la'avusi.